You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Hello, happy new year, everybody. It's Michael here with you on the first Breathe and Bounce on 2024. And I'm sure you have a lot of memories from 2024. Without a doubt, it was quite a year for a lot of people. It was the year that Breathe and Bounce was born, June 1st, 2023. And 2023 was quite a year. How was it a good year for you? Did you have positive memories? Did you have happy times? What did you have? Was it all sunshine and rainbows? Probably not, because for most people, it never is all sunshine and rainbows. It is very, very hard work. Very, very hard work trying to get through the life. And, you know, it's very interesting that we talk about the new year. And we're going to get more into the new year here in just a couple minutes. But first, I wanted to just, you know, talk a little bit about this year. And like I said, we talk about the memories. The memories of 2023. What do you remember? Did you have any firsts? Did you have any finals? Did you have any new beginnings? Did you have any happy or not so happy endings? What did you have? What did 2023 bring you? Well, I will tell you this much. My 2023 did not end anywhere near the way I wanted it to end. It ended with me going away for a few days. I ended up succumbing to the darkness, and I ended up taking a trip to the hospital. And it probably was a good thing because, you know, one of the things that people talk about is hitting rock bottom. And I think emotionally, I did hit rock bottom. I've been doing this show, and you guys have to understand, you have to understand when you listen to the show that this show is as much for me as it is for you. A lot of the things I talk about on the show, I'm talking to myself as well, and I'm listening to myself as I talk. And when you hit a low point emotionally, it's tough. I really have been fighting with depression for the last few years, and the depression got the best of me. And my depression manifests as anger a lot of times. And there are times in life when we feel alone. There are times in life when we feel useless. There are times in life when we feel unwanted. And that's basically what happened to me. And the thing that I learned is it's all in my head. A lot of the negative self-talk that I have given myself, it's not always true. So I would say to you, if you're talking negatively about yourself, stop it. If you are drawing conclusions about people, stop. I will tell you right now, I don't just draw conclusions. I am an artist with conclusions. I am probably one of the greatest artists of all time when it comes to drawing conclusions. And I have drawn conclusions about so many people. People that have not deserved it. People who have been there for me. Some people are reacting to things that I've done wrong. Some people are reacting to my energy. And I got a chance to see how bad my energy can get. I was not aware. But I am now. So, you know, when you're in the crap, in the dung, as Sadhguru says, the dung. You don't realize what's really happening. You don't realize how you're presenting. You don't realize how others are seeing you. You kind of are in your own bubble. And when you're in your own bubble, you're not really listening to what anyone says. You're not paying attention to anyone's reaction. A lot of it is you want to be heard. You want to get your point across, especially when it comes to an argument. And sometimes in life, when we fight dirty, we fight ugly, and we end up hurting ourselves, and we end up doing a lot of crazy stuff. And I will just tell you right now, if you are feeling that way, find someone to help you. And if you can't find someone to help you, call 988 right away. Just call 988. If you're in a very bad situation, get out of it. You know, whether it be, I have BPD, as I've talked about on the show, and sometimes I think I'm in a bad situation when I actually may not be in a bad situation. But if I feel like I'm in that situation, I need to get out. Because people, what happens is when you have BPD episodes, people get hurt. And one of the people who gets hurt the worst is yourself, as evidence with what happened at the end of the year. But you know what? The one thing is, a new year has begun. And I finally got a chance to go back to the Blue Lotus Temple last Wednesday, shortly after I was, discharged. And they talked about people making resolutions, not holding to them, because we can't live our lives, year to year, day to day. We live our lives moment by moment. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that here in a few minutes, because, this is day one, right? And we weren't able to get the show put together last week because the stations that carry the show were not programmed, weren't even going to air the show. I had my ordeal going on. We had all this crazy stuff happening. So I apologize that we did not have a show last week, but we're back on schedule this week. And I can tell you right now, we got to start laying smack down, whether it be on ourselves for some of the poor decision making we made in 2023, or on some of the people who have doubted us in 2023. Maybe you might have a family member that has told you that, maybe it might be a parent telling you you're never going to amount to anything. Or maybe you have a child and you see them wasting their life away, and instead of trying to encourage them, you yell at them. It's very difficult. Being a parent is difficult. Being a teenager is difficult. It's also difficult, but maybe it doesn't have to be. But in any event, like I said, that's, we try to say we're in a new year. It's a new 365 page book with blank pages that you can write a new story. And that might be a good way to look at it. So maybe what we need to do is just turn the page and move forward. Goodbye, 2023. Hello, 2024.
Your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do. When you're riding 16 hours, there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. Oh,
That's right. Time to turn that page and time to just move on. It's a new year. New ideas. New everything. Right? Isn't that what they say? Isn't that the way it goes, right? You know? Well, I'm hoping that's the way it goes because I've really had enough of 2023. And I think that's the thing. You know, we have to remember at the end of the day that we just need to move forward, right? I mean, that's what people say at least. But maybe that's not what we need to do. Because, in my opinion, when you do move forward, that's aversion. You're avoiding what's happening presently. And I think one of the things that I definitely want to do, because the talk at Blue Lotus really spoke to me on Wednesday, it was probably one that I really needed to hear. Live moment by moment. Be concentrated on the present. Think about what is happening right now. Right now, you are listening to me talk to you. Are you doing anything else? Are you working? Are you playing a game on the computer? Maybe I'm background noise. I don't know. But either way, the point of the matter is, we just want to stay in that present moment. And we just want to be ready for what comes next. Because the moment you are in right now, something very beautiful can be happening to you. It can be some kind of life-changing moment, and you might be missing out because you're not in tune with what's happening. And I think to myself, I look back, conversations I had with my wife, conversations I've had with friends, and then especially conversations I've had with my kids, which is probably the most important one. I think about when I wasn't present. And part of the reasons why I'm not present is because work might be distracting me. Someone might have sent me a message and I immediately go to it. But I think we need to make time to learn how to be present, to not worry about the distractions of everyday life. If you're in a moment, you want to stay in that moment. You don't want to avoid it. Because let's be honest, looking to the future hasn't happened yet. You're focusing your energy on something that hasn't happened and you don't know what is going to happen. You start focusing on the past and you're worrying about everything that's happened to you. And then you start coming up with 1 million scenarios why this happened. Oh my God, I should have did this. I should have did that. I should have did this. It's over. You can live in the past. You can avoid and look at the future, or you can stay right here. Right here, right now. And decide, how far are you going to dip into this present moment? How much are you going to sink in to what's happening around you right now? Because at the end of the day, all you have is this moment. All you have is right now. And if you start worrying about things that have not happened or things that may happen, or whatever, like I said, you might miss out. And you're going to have some FOMO, as the kids say. Fear of missing out, right? Isn't that what they call it? Yeah. So just be ready. Because the next moment, the moments come really fast, one after the other, and you want to catch them as they come. Be ready.
I know I've been out of my control, way I was before, but I hope you can see I was lost and wondering, just riding on.
Are you ready? Are you ready for it? Are you ready for 2024? She has a nice voice, doesn't she? Don't want to talk over her voice. Are you ready for it all? Are you ready for the change? In just a few minutes here, we're going to talk about beginning. Beginning again. We're going to begin again as we are starting over. Day one. And day one doesn't have to be day one of 2024. Day one can be day one again. You can have lots of day ones. But how are you going to get to day two? We're going to talk about that and so much more. Don't go anywhere.
Trust the process. Trust yourself. You're tuned in to Breathe and Bounce.
Can you feel it? Can you feel the energy? Can you feel it? You feel the blood running through your veins right now? Do you feel your breath? Maybe you might want to jump up and down to this song. Maybe that will give you the kick that you need. We keep beginning over and over and over again. We just keep beginning. And that is the most important thing, is that you don't stop beginning. Don't ever just say one day, I'm not going to begin again. Don't say one day, I'm not going to try again. Don't say one day that I am going to just stop. Because that is when the light bulbs go out. That is when the vacuum sucks up all the air in the room. That is where everyone falls to their knees. That is where you say no more. And you can't say no more. Because the thing about life is it keeps coming. And it keeps coming and coming. And the years keep passing us by. 2023, 2024 this year, then 2025 next year. Before you know it, it's 2030. And if you look back in 5 years and you say, I didn't live in that present moment. I didn't find that time to love the people that are closest to me. I didn't find that time to love myself and find what I can offer this world. Then you live with regret. And maybe you find a way to let go of that regret. And maybe that's something you can work on. Maybe that's something you might want to work on for 2024, is finding a way to let go of the regret. Finding a way to forgive yourself for things that you did wrong. Giving yourself grace and moving to the next beat, going up the next step. That's what it's all about. It's all about just finding the will to just keep going and keep moving forward. And you know, that's the thing is when we, especially on our mat, right? We always find ways to just fall out of our poses, especially when we're being challenged, right? I will tell you right now, this past weekend was a very challenging yoga weekend for me. I had 3 classes that really pushed me, but I didn't stop. I didn't give up and I didn't quit. And that's what happens. You might need to take a break. You might need to just collect your thoughts. But you don't stop. You get back in there and you fight again, right? And I know some people are mentally depleted and they don't want to. Well, then you take a rest and you take as long as you need. But you just don't stop. Don't stop beginning. Don't stop starting over. Don't stop finding a new way to go. You see, one of the things people talk about is failure. And I think the word failure is overblown. To fail at something means you just can't do it anymore. Right? I mean, you fail a test, you can always go back and retake it maybe, right? Sometimes you have to look at a failure of a test as just losing a point or a speed bump to the end of the destination. It doesn't mean that you have failed in everything. It doesn't mean that you are a failure. It doesn't mean that you have quit. It means that you just took a step back. And maybe you just didn't do your best, or maybe life pushed you back. The point is, when life pushes back, you find a way to keep moving forward. You find a way to find yourself and just give anything in front of you the middle finger and go. Anyone tells you you can't, turn around and say, watch me and do. Because that's what it's about. It's about doing. It's about giving it. Just trying and doing and finding success. And remember, you're not going to be successful all the time. It's kind of like that, you know, with our yoga practice. There are going to be times when we will hit a pose. You might hit that prayer twist. You might be able to push your hands together and you know, look up a little bit further one day, and the next day you might lose your balance and fall out of it. You know, that's kind of how life works. There's going to be a day where you might give a presentation to a room full of people, and you might have about 200 people in that presentation, and you kill it. You get your point across, you nail it, you impact every person in that room, and then the next day you might have 50 and you might bomb. You just take a look at what's going on in that present moment, and you just do the best you can. And that, my friend, is what it's all about. It is about doing the best you can. And just remember, there is no such thing as fail unless you decide that there is.
Failure, by definition, a lack of success.
So I hope you heard what that song said, and I hope you heard it well, because, you know, one of the biggest things that we hear people talk about is when they make a New Year's resolution and then they, you know, they fall apart on it, and they people get down on themselves about the blown resolutions. And you know what? Just for comedy's sake, I decided I found a list of the most blown New Year's resolutions. So we're going to talk about them, and I'll tell you what they are. People said they're going to improve fitness. I'll tell you what, you walk into Lifetime Fitness in January, whoo, it's busy. It's pretty busy. A lot of people coming in. Everyone's starting to try to get their swag on. And then sometimes some people do it. They see the hard work and they run away. Some people stick with it. I think it's just trying to make it a habit. And that's the hard part about working out, is trying to find a habit. You know, they always say, take care of your health or your health will make you take care. Or like, if you don't make time for wellness, you'll make time for illness. That's basically the bottom line in a nutshell. That's what a lot of people say. Drink less. People say they're going to drink less. They're going to drink less alcohol. And some people do. Some people don't. Spend less time on social media. Social media is kind of addicting. I'm not going to lie. I have a problem with that sometimes. I'm on Facebook a little bit more than I'd like to be. And all the other ones. Lose weight. People really want to lose weight. I think that goes hand in hand with the whole fitness thing, right? Give up smoking. I think you should give up smoking. If you are listening to this and you're a smoker, please. You're making the government rich. They tax the living bejesus out of those cigarettes. And you know what? When I was a kid, I'll full disclosure, I smoked when I was a teenager. I quit smoking in the year 2001. That's when I quit. So as you can see, it's been a while since I've had a cigarette. And one of the things that motivated me to quit was I saw how much money the cigarettes were going up. I usually would be able to get cigarettes between $2 and $3 a pack. Now that's unheard of. So quit smoking. Do yourself a favor and everyone else a favor. Quit smoking. It smells disgusting. you're making these people rich for murder because smoking does absolutely nothing to you. Save money. People got to save money. Well, if you save money, you know, what's the point of having any, right? Spend more time with the family. That's not even a resolution. That's just something you should try to do unless you come from a very toxic family, right? And volunteer for a charity. I'm planning on volunteering for a charity. But I think once again, we have to think about what those nice people said over at the Blue Lotus. They talked about living for the moment, right? Moment by moment. Sure, you can make yourself a resolution, and you can definitely call it an accomplishment if you stick with it for a pretty long time, right? The thing you have to do is, if you really want to change something, you need to figure out how you're going to do that. Every destination needs a route to get there. Every destination needs a plan. And you have to do that. You have to decide, how are you going to accomplish what you want to do? It's a very good idea to write your goals down. Ever since I started writing my goals down, I start getting them done. I start getting a little bit closer. And it's a journey, right? And a journey is filled with obstacles. You are going to, when especially, I'll talk about the fitness here for a minute, because I'll tell you something. There are days I do not want to go to the gym. And I might say, you know what, I'm not going to go for today because I don't feel like it. I'll go tomorrow. You just let yourself off the hook. Because if you got a goal and you want to accomplish it, you got to do it. Now, yes, you do need a day of rest with fitness. Though you should prioritize at least one day to rest. But In order to get those goals done, you got to keep working towards it. And you got to do it moment by moment, because every moment can be something new. Every moment brings something else into your life. You might find an opportunity where you can learn something that's going to improve your lifestyle, improve your mentality, improve your presence, improve whatever. You just have to be in it. You have to be in it to win it. And that is the reason why we've been talking about it this whole show. You want to know what day one is about? Day one is about one thing. It is about beginning. Day one is your starting point. And there might be days where you go on and on and on, and then you have to reset back to day one because something happened. Maybe you got sick. Maybe you ended up in a hospital. Maybe your kids got sick, so you had to veer off the path. Maybe you just had a real rough day and you felt really bad about yourself, so you started eating a bunch of garbage food. You just gotta make that commitment to start again. You have to make that commitment to find a way to get to the goal that you dream of. That is the whole essence of day one. Day one is not about January 1st, 2024. It is not about February 1st, 2024. It is about this moment. What are you gonna do? Are you going to lay down, and are you going to let life pass you by? Are you going to lose this moment, or are you going to step into that moment, and are you going to take the best that you can? Are you going to do what you need to do in order to make it a better life? Are you going to live fully and immerse yourself into the opportunity that has been given to you, the opportunity to grow, the opportunity to find yourself, to find out who you are, to take your breath, to get your breath, your heart, and your mind to connect as one so you can go and do what it is that you are setting out to do? Or are you going to let it pass you by? I certainly hope that you don't, because let me tell you something. You are a beautiful human being. And you were created to be wonderful. You were created to be special. You were created to do something awesome. Everyone does. Everyone's got a talent. Everyone's got something to bring to the canvas known as humanity. At the end of the day, it's all about being better than you were the day before. And one of my goals in life is anytime I walk into a situation, I want to leave it better than I found it. And I don't always do that. There are times I make it worse. But I keep trying. I keep moving forward. I don't stop. I'm not going to let anything stop me. I'm not going to let my BPD stop me. I'm not going to let my depression stop me. I'm not going to let ADHD, the fact that I have anger issues from time to time, I'm not going to let that stop me as well. I'm going to get better, and I'm going to keep working, because you just got to keep doing the work. Hopefully you took a deep breath too, because we're going to do a little meditation. We're going to do a quick 5-minute meditation for the new year. And you're going to use this meditation to work on the present moment, right? You're going to try to get into this moment. So sit down in a chair on the floor. Let your body relax. Close your eyes. And just focus on your breath. go ahead and just let yourself relax. Notice your breath. Breathe in through your nose, and you can breathe out once through your mouth. And then breathe in through your nose and breathe out, and feel the air just breeze by your upper lip. And just follow your breath as you think about what goals you might want to accomplish, how you want to feel, and think about how you feel in this present moment. And just visualize how you want life to look in 2024. And not just in 2024, but for the rest of your life. Who do you want to be? What do you want to do? You know what you need to do to make it happen. Now just let the thoughts come to your mind. If some thoughts come that are not serving you or might be distracting you, just let them pass by like clouds. Watch them pass by, and then they're gone, and then all you have is your breath. Take what you need, leave the rest behind. It's a mindful salad bar, and you're the customer, and everything is free. Go ahead and wiggle your fingers a little bit. Wiggle your toes and come on back. And open your eyes. I hope you visualized who you want to be and what you want to do in the next moment. And let that carry on throughout. And remember, if something happens, you can always begin it all again. Just because you broke your New Year's resolution doesn't mean you have to give up on it completely. You can always go back and begin again. Because every moment is a chance for you to turn it all around. Don't ever, ever forget that. And don't ever, ever let anyone tell you differently. Thank you so much. I wish you the best 2024. I wish you the best next moment. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be peaceful. Namaste.